Over the next few weeks, many of us will simply run out of things to talk about with our relatives visiting for the holidays, so we head out to the local Cineplex, where, waiting for us, are movies Hollywood studios think are Oscar-worthy. Slate's movie critic Dana Stevens joins me now. Hi, Dana.
Hi, Madeline.
Now, some of these Oscar-worthy movies are already out in theaters. Some are not. Which ones are getting all the attention?
Well, you know, a lot of the ones that are being pushed the hardest for Oscars are ones precisely that haven't been released yet, because, of course, they like to reserve the maximum amount of Oscar juice for that last burst right before Christmas. But some of the movies out there that you could see over Thanksgiving weekend that are definite Oscar fodder would be Scorsese's The Departed. Dreamgirls is going to be released a little bit closer to Christmas, I think, but that's certainly a family fun, one of the sort of more lighthearted Oscar movies still to come. Robert De Niro is directing a movie for the first time in over a decade called The Good Shepherd that has a great cast: Angelina Jolie, Matt Damon, Alec Baldwin, William Hurt, who hasn't been on screens for a while. So, you know, it probably is too early for De Niro to be recognized as a director, but there might be some acting awards in there somewhere.
Okay, and let's talk about another movie. It's called The Fountain. And just looking at the plot outline on imdb.com, it says, spanning over 1,000 years and three parallel stories, The Fountain is a story of love, death, spirituality, and the fragility of our existence in this world. Wow.
Yeah, that's an ambition, right? Well, yes. There's also, if you look at some of the reader comments on IMDb, the director of The Fountain, a sort of wunderkind director named Darren Aronofsky, it's his third movie, has a very intense cult following. He's got a small but very passionate audience. And there's also some reader comments on IMDb that are some of the most out there praise for a movie I've ever read. I just saw The Fountain last night, actually, and it's a very unusual film. I have to say that, for me, the movie didn't work, but I have to respect its unbelievably outsized ambition. The only movie I could think to compare it to in terms of the kind of story it tries to tell is 2001: A Space Odyssey, in the sense that, you know, the story spans millennia and has a sort of metaphysical aim to it.
Well, let's listen to a clip.
The myths tell us of a holy pyramid built upon the navel of the earth, the birthplace of life. A special tree sprouts there. They say whoever drinks of its sap will live forever.
Ooh, that sounds...
That's the kind of clip that generates unintentional laughter, for sure. It's very, very giggle-worthy. And the movie is full of a lot of those moments for me. I found myself doing a lot of cringing and unintended giggling. But I actually, you know, talked afterwards with some people, other critics in the screening whose opinions I respect, who loved the movie. So it'll be really interesting to have conversations about this movie over the next month.
Okay, and in the tearjerker category, there is Will Smith's vehicle, The Pursuit of Happiness. And let's listen to a bit from the trailer.
And Mom left because of me.
Mom left because of Mom, and you didn't have anything to do with that. There's no salary.
No.
I was not aware of that. My circumstances have changed some.
Dad, where are we going?
I don't know.
Okay, Dana, that trailer almost made some people on our staff weep. This hasn't been seen yet by you, right? No one's seen this movie yet?
Yeah, I mean, there may be some people who saw it at extreme advanced screenings at a festival somewhere, but this hasn't been screened for critics yet. So all I know about it is the kind of, you know, well-known buzz about it, which is that it's Will Smith's first, you know, serious role that's not an action picture, not a comedy, and that he's great in it. It's exactly the kind of role that, you know, is tailor-made for Oscar recognition, because especially lately, it seems like the Academy loves it when a funny man, you know, turns it around and takes on a serious role. And obviously, Will Smith as a homeless man is, you know, the last kind of casting you would expect.
Well, let's talk about funny man. And why is it that Oscar-worthy movies are never funny movies?
It seems like the Academy just has a certain taste. I mean, you know, for all the changes that have happened in movies in the last 30, 40 years, the Academy contains not only some of the same kinds of voters, but some of the same voters as it did 40 years ago. And they are a staid bunch.
So Sacha Baron Cohen, who played Borat, not a shoo-in for Best Actor.
There's always that outside nominee, you know, and even if that person doesn't win, you know, it's sort of, the Academy likes to have that one person from the outside, if only to sort of prove their chops, you know, that they go to maybe, you know, less mainstream movies as well. Of course, Borat is a strange paradox because now it's become an extremely mainstream and the top grossing movie in the country for weeks. But it remains pretty raunchy and pretty out there. I don't see Sacha Baron Cohen getting that kind of recognition, as astounding as the character is, that he pulls off.
Yak Shamash, my name is Borat. I journalist for Kazakhstan. My government sent me to USA to make a movie film. Please, you look.
understated, quietly moving, haunting, evocative. No.
That's sort of the Kazakh version of For Your Consideration, right? The Oscar pitch. Please, you look. But given the reality show element to the movie as well, it's not the kind of thing that would be recognized next to a good hammy performance in a sad fictional film.
Dana Stevens watches and writes about movies for Slate.com. And Dana, have a good time in Oscar season.
Thanks, Madeline. Bye-bye.